Right. I hear a lot of people talk about them. That's why I was wanting to try one. But there's plenty of good antennas out there. So I have to do a little research on that. See what else is out there. I like the, like I said, I like the Larson NMO270s. But I am ready to try something different just for giggles. I've had good luck with diamonds in the past. Like I had one that had several loads in it. So God knows what it was, you know. If Professor Dom was out here, he'd say, oh yeah, that's 7/8 over blah blah, you know, or something like that. I don't know. It was probably something like that. Gain, two bands. And I used to run that on one of those UHF mounts, like you say, on one of my cars, but I haven't done anything like that in a long time. Kind of an NMO fanboy. So I'm going to look that up. I'm going to figure this out, see if we can come up with a good antenna. We can both get them.
There you go. Yeah, it was the Motorola that I was looking at was, I want to say it was an all band. It was UHF, VHF, 7-800. And it was like $50. That's without the mount, but just the antenna. So I thought that was pretty fair. So I'm going to look around and see what else I can find and, you know, test it out with, I have some MagMount antennas or MagMount bases right now that are BNC for the antenna connection. So I might just give that a try. Just to see if it's a proof of theory, and then see what I can figure out for something better after that.